Welcome to Q&A with TNK. They've surfed the interwebs. They've contemplated, ruminated, and speculated. They've checked the teletype, and now they're ready to answer your questions. Here are your hosts, Tiffany and Kristen.
Hello, and welcome to Q&A.
With TNK, I'm Kristen.
I'm Tiffany. We have a special sleeping co-host today.
Woohoo!
His name is Baby Guy.
Tiffany had her baby.
I did. And he's real cute. And he's my favorite person in the whole wide world, so...
I know! Look at his little hair right now. It's like... bustling over the top of the your wrap that he's in.
Yep, I've got him all strapped to me, bouncing on the yoga ball right now. I actually had him a little while ago, and I feel like I'm ready to return to the world of living, so Kristen and I are doing a little update podcast for y'all.
Yeah, last time we podcast, we were I was there. I was in Carson with Tiffany, and we were recording in person, and so those episodes have been playing forever now.
Yeah, we recorded a lot of episodes.
I know, and you were pregnant in every single one. Well, she had her baby, and he's a few months old already.
Yeah.
2 months. 2 months, right?
Yeah, almost three.
Almost three.
Almost three. He currently has hair that looks like what I describe as Japanese extreme game show host hair.
Oh my gosh.
You know those shows, the kind of like Wipeout, but like the Japanese version where the guy has like the shaved all the way around, but like some on top and some on bottom. That is exactly what guy has going on right now.
That is amazing.
And also naturally mohawks. Just kind of like proof that he's my kid, I guess.
Yeah. So he was born what day?
April 18th. It was a sunny Tuesday. Like, the first sunny day of the year, I like to say.
Oh, my gosh.
It was beautiful. Birth happened really fast. For those of you that are into birth stories, from first contraction to baby coming out was a total of 4 hours.
It's insane, first baby.
Yep. The midwife, while we were having him in the hospital, was like, so you should consider a home birth for your next child, because I don't think you'll make it here next time.
Okay. You probably won't. Yeah.
We're definitely not going to go all the way into Portland for child number two whenever that happens, just because we got stuck in 2 hours of traffic. So two of those 4 hours of labor were in a car. And
oh my gosh.
I definitely transitioned in the car because I walked up to the front desk, 10 centimeters dilated. I started pushing the second I got there.
Oh my gosh.
So, birth story. It was a great birth.
That's insane.
He's so cute. He came out looking everybody right in the eyes like, hello, what am I doing here? And it was just, he's the best. Little guy.
So his name is Guy Dugan Pearsall.
Yeah.
Welcome to the world, Guy.
That's you. I can already tell some things about him, which is incredible. I didn't realize, I mean, I believe that babies come out full people. But I didn't realize how quickly I would come to understand that. He's very much an introvert.
Mm-hmm.
He likes being around other people, but if it's too long, he's done, man. And like, just wants to be alone at home with the TV off. He likes trees a lot. Anytime he's really crying hard, we just walk outside and he's like, look at the trees. What else? He really likes the new Kendrick Lamar album.
Oh,
that puts him to sleep right away.
Who's Kendrick Lamar?
He's a rapper.
Oh, that's awesome.
I also wish I could have recorded Guy's face the first time that Tupac Changes came on. We had some radio station came on and he just like lit up. And it's not like I listened to that. I don't listen to Tupac a lot. But he was just, like, digging it.
Oh, my.
So, he has strong feelings about music already.
That's really cool.
Yeah. And he likes to do things for himself. He gets mad if he can't do it himself.
Really?
Yeah. That's why, like, the entire breastfeeding process was like, he wanted to figure out how to do it himself, and he doesn't want my help. He doesn't want me helping, like, move his body. Or, nope, not, I want to do it myself.
No.
Okay. Same with rolling over right now. He's very close, and if I help him at all, he's like, no, why did you do that? But then,
oh my gosh,
when he's like laying there struggling, he's like, this is so hard. I'm like, oh, would you like some help? No. Okay.
Oh my goodness.
Some might say he's quite the Aries.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that what he actually is?
Yeah.
What is, like, what is an Aries? What is their personality?
I've heard that stubborn is up there. Somebody's like, oh, your baby's going to be an Aries. It's going to be such a stubborn little boy. And I was like, well, let's look at his parents. He's going to be stubborn no matter what sign he's born.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
He's the cutest.
So, our next podcast session, when we record, Tiffany's coming to Minnesota, woo-hoo, and she's bringing guys, so woo-hoo, I get to meet him.
Yeah.
And we have something special going on while she's here in Minnesota that we want to tell you about.
Yeah.
Because we thought maybe some of our listeners who are maybe in the area around Minnesota-ish,
uh-huh,
would want to join us, because it's going to be super fun.
Yeah. Tell us all about it, Kristen.
Okay. So, last year, there was a Midwest Play Conference, and it was held in June in Rochester at Mankato State University, and was put together by a woman named Heather Von Bank. She is really heavily involved with the U.S. Play Coalition, and she's trying to get a branch started in the Midwest called the Midwest Play Coalition. And so I'm looking forward to helping her out a little bit with that. Anyway, she asked me a few months ago if Butterfly Hill would be willing to host a one-day workshop, a play workshop. And I said, of course. So on July, is it 21st or 22nd? Is it both?
Friday,
Saturday.
Yeah. The 21st is Friday, 22nd.
Okay.
Saturday.
Yes. So July 21st and 22nd. 22nd is the actual workshop, and it's from, I think, 8 a.m. to 3 at Butterfly Hill, and it's going to be all outside. Kind of the focus is just nature learning, playful learning, loose parts.
Our favorite things.
Outdoors. Yes.
I might say.
And Jeff Johnson of Explorations Early Learning is joining us as well. He's the keynote in the morning. And then Tiffany and I have our first gig speaking together.
Woo!
In front of a live audience. We are in the afternoon. And then we're going to do just like a playful learning session just with all of our favorite ideas outside for people to play and interact with. It's going to be a blast.
I'm so excited. I get to see Butterfly Hill.
Yeah, I know. And on Friday night, we're having a like pre-party at Zorba's in Alexandria for anyone who wants to come and hang out with me and Tiffany and Jeff and Tasha and Baby Guy. And I don't know if my kids will join us that evening. We'll see. I haven't really planned out like where my kids are going to go. I'm sure we'll just stay home with my husband. But it's going to be a blast.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Come play with us. So
you can register. If you go to Butterfly Hill Nature Preschool's Facebook page, you can find the information there. You can also go to on Facebook, it's the Midwest Play Conference. If you go to that Facebook page, you can find information about it. You can friend me on Facebook and then ask me about it. You can find information on Jeff Johnson's Exploration Early Learning's Facebook page. So that is happening in a couple weeks.
So excited. Like really
so we would love to be there. Come and play with us.
Yeah, come play with us. Kristen, what does the U.S. Play Coalition do? Tell us about that. Midwest is trying to start a play coalition. What does that mean?
So the U.S. Play Coalition, I don't know a ton about it, and that's where this would be a really good question for Heather. So maybe we should have her as a guest on the show during our podcast week.
Ooh, that sounds great.
Doesn't it? And then she can tell us all about what the U.S. Play Coalition does, because she goes to the U.S. Play Coalition's conference every single year in Clemson, South Carolina. Mm. She's been going for like the last 8 years.
Wow.
And Heather is a professor at what is it called? Mankato State University. So, yeah, she would awesome. Be really good. She'd be the person to ask that. Because I'm a member of the U.S. Play Coalition, but, like, I don't have any experience with, like, what it's actually all about.
As a member, what does that mean?
I think it just means that you support playful learning.
Nice. Okay.
Support play in life.
Is it kind of like being a member of NACI where you, like, get newsletters and stuff like that?
Yep.
And you pay money to help fund the cause?
Yeah.
Or is it a free membership?
I think it's a free membership.
Oh, cool.
U.S. I'm going to Google it right now. U.S. Nice. Play Coalition.
I'm going to keep asking you questions. You attended this last year, correct?
Yes, I did. And Lisa Murphy was the keynote.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. What was last year's experience like?
It was great. It was a one-day conference, and I actually presented at it. I presented about nature-based learning, getting kids outside. And there was, let's see, it was started with Lisa Murphy as a keynote in the morning, and then there was breakout sessions. So there's a lot of different topics to choose from sensory play. Tom Bedard was there. I think that's how you say his last name. He talked a lot about sensory play and rough and tumble play. There was people that were there from the Twin Cities Adventure Play group and were leading just like a lunchtime recess play, like improv games. There's just so many people who support play in life and in ECE. It was great. It was fabulous. It was a really good connection to make. And so I had introduced myself to Heather while I was there and just said, hey, if you ever do another one of these events, I'd love to be involved. So she contacted me afterwards. She started following me on Facebook through Butterfly Hill and Wild Rumpus and Evergreen Community School and just thought that what we're doing is amazing. And so she said, hey, you wanna host? Of course. Of course I will host.
Yeah.
So that was kind of my experience.
Awesome.
And of course, always listening to Lisa Murphy speak is always just motivating.
Yeah. Holy cow.
I know. So.
And this year we've got Jeff. Do we know what his keynote topic is?
I can tell you that. Let me look at the, I should have had this all pulled up ahead of time. Ask me another question while I look it up.
What's your favorite color?
Yellow.
Oh, that was my favorite color for a really long time. That's still my go-to answer. What? I think
so. What is yours now?
Well, I really like greens, but like minty and foresty greens. Well, not foresty,
okay.
Like mint green. Everything on the mint green spectrum. If that makes sense.
I like mint green.
So not a grassy green, but a minty green. And like that jadey, I'm really into that jade kind of dark green color.
Ooh, I like that too. I want to paint my piano that color.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Never painted a piano.
I haven't either. You can help me when you're out here.
Oh boy.
Okay, so Jeff's keynote is trusting kids as learners. Ooh. So children are wired for learning. They're good at it, eager to do it, and driven to it. Yet too often we adults get in the way and we take control of learning. We expect kids to learn what we want, when we want, how we want it, and where we want. This session is about trusting kids as learners and creating environments where they are free to lead their learning.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to do a little DIY with Jeff. We're going to make something.
Cool.
Not sure what it is yet. And then you and I are going to talk. Our talk is called Get Them Outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
We will speak about nature play, the importance of getting kids outdoors, and how to incorporate typical indoor activities outside. And participants will then get to play and interact in Butterfly Hill's certified Nature Explore outdoor classroom in a workshop style setting.
Woohoo! What did you have to do to be a certified nature classroom?
There was like a whole thing we had to go through Nature Explorer. So a design process, there was a class we had to take. And then we have to reapply every year. Kind of.
Is that a lot of work to reapply, or is it one of those things where you like do it and then it's...
Yeah, it's not a lot of work.
Cool.
No. Nope. And then I don't think there's, I think once you're a certified Nature Explorer classroom, as long as you kind of keep all of the same interest areas, they can change. Like, obviously your art area is always evolving, or your building area outdoors is always evolving. But as long as you have those main areas, you can be a certified Nature Explorer classroom. Yeah.
Cool. Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so excited. I've never seen Jeff speak.
Seriously?
I've also never seen Lisa speak.
Oh, my goodness.
Beyond, like, UnCon, which isn't the same as a workshop. UnCon is like,
it's not.
Let me ask you these burning questions that I have, and then we'll discuss them. But I've never seen them do their thing. And I can't wait.
Oh, you're going to be surprised.
Yeah?
Jeff is totally different when he's in front of people as, like, the speaker than he is, you know, just chilling with us at UnCon.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of cool. It's fun. It's fun to watch him.
Yeah, I'm super excited. I'm also excited about the topic.
Yeah.
Because at this being one of our first like actual events together, Kristen and I, I've been thinking about how to trust adult learners a lot.
Yeah.
So I'm curious how that will roll over.
I know. I think we'll have to open it up to a lot of questions.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, and that, I mean, just conversation, I think, is good, too. Yeah. Especially, they'll have you, me, and Jeff there to, like, pick our brains. And there's, as of right now, there's not very many attendees, so it's going to be really small and intimate. So if you are wanting to come, you should come.
Definitely.
Because it's going to be lots of time that you'll be able to pick our brains.
Quality time. And we'll pick your brain, too. Don't think this is going to be a one-sided situation. I'm going to ask you all kinds of questions.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Okay, there was one other thing we wanted to discuss.
Oh, there is.
What is it?
Breaking news. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. My Nikki, my soulmate, my co-teacher, is taking a year off. And I was really sad about it, but I'm also really happy about it because she's staying home and she wants to hang out with baby guy the whole time. So it's going to be her and baby guy at home. She wants to do the stay-at-home mom thing for a year, but she also wants a baby to cuddle while she does it. So I'm really excited about that because she loves him so much. I trust her so much with my baby. She's family to me, so that's pretty awesome. But it means that I have to find a new person. And I'm a little terrified about that.
Yeah.
But also a little excited. Because you never know. I'm going into it not expecting to have the same relationship that Nikki and I have.
Yeah.
And not having the same classroom relationship and dynamic and everything. So I'm kind of excited to see where it goes. The moral of this story is, if you live in the Portland area and want to work 4 days a week for a public school with insurance and salary pay year long and get summers off, you should apply for this job.
Yes.
So it's posted.
So,
if you go to the Corbett School District website, it's posted as the instructional aide for preschool. And, mention that this is how you found out about it for bonus points from me. And that way I'll know that you're invested enough in your own education that you listen to podcasts about this on the side too.
wouldn't that be amazing if it was a listener who got the job?
Oh my gosh. That would be incredible. Would it be how weird cool for me? No, not at all.
No.
Nope.
Oh my gosh.
We'd
how
have
cool
to have them on the show all the time.
Yeah.
That's the moral of this story.
That's so cool.
So, if you're in the Portland area and you want to work out in Corbett in the beautiful Columbia River Gorge. Apply.
So cool. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, do you realize that it's been since February since we last podcasted?
Whoa.
I know.
That's a long time. A lot's happened. Yeah.
So much has happened.
Is there anything? This will be a, do you want to fill us in on any school happenings for you?
No, just that, Evergreen Community School that we've been working to create is happening, and yay! So that's opening this fall.
Woo!
So that's amazing, and we're starting out with about 7 full-time kiddos and 5 part-time kiddos.
Amazing.
So that's super cool.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
How long did it take you to start the school? Like when you first started to now, how long did it take to really get going? Become a reality and not a dream.
So, I mean, I've been working off and on it for 2 years. But from when I actually was listening to a podcast. It was one of Heather Shoemaker's podcasts, and she was interviewing a gal from Red Oak Community School, which is in the same town as the School for Young Children, which is the school that's spoken about in the books It's Okay Not to Share and It's Okay to Go Out the Slide. I think it's kind of started by that same kind of community of people that send their children to the School for Young Children. So they opened Red Oak Community School, and it's run as a homeschool co-op right now. So everybody registers as a homeschool child. So anyway, she was on the director of that school with Heather Shoemaker and Jeff Johnson. And I listened to that podcast in December when I was on my way down to, I think it was Pod Week in December.
Mm, yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, like I can do this. Like, she did it, so can I. I can do this. And so I called up on, like, right after listening to the podcast, called up the gal who had been helping me the year prior when we had started the ball rolling, and then we kind of just, like, put it on hold for a while. And I said, hey, I think we can do this if we do it this way. And she's like, okay, let's do it. And so we did. And here
amazing.
We go.
You said let's do it, and then it happened.
Yeah.
It's amazing. You're amazing.
It is amazing. Yeah, so we're starting out with kiddos who are, like, entering kindergarten to entering third grade. And they'll all be together in one classroom.
So cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ah,
it's awesome.
Ah,
I know.
So excited for you. And I'm excited to get to hear about your journey.
Yeah. So we'll talk about that when we pod in a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do a podcast on that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm yawning. I'm tired. I'm ready to go lay in the sun.
Ooh, that sounds nice. It's actually kind of, the weather's a little gray here today.
Oh.
like that's a shocking surprise. I'm hoping it gets a little sunny this afternoon so we can walk to the P.O. box.
Ew, how far away is that?
Probably like a mile.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you stroller it or strap them on?
Stroller, it will be our first trip.
Oh.
As a walk together. Because we just got the stroller out and rocking because we haven't really had a need for it yet.
Yeah.
But he really likes it, so now I'm looking for reasons to stroll around.
Yeah.
Well, this has been fun.
I know. Do we need to do a tell me something good? We probably should, just because it's a, you know.
It's a thing we do.
So what can I tell you that's something good? I just got to spend a week with my brother from California. That was awesome. Mm-hmm. And his family. They're funny. And I learned a few things.
Yeah.
And we're totally going to do this when you're here. I learned of a game called Mao. Have you ever played Mao?
I haven't, but it was like really a big deal freshman year of college.
Seriously? I've never even heard of it. You've never played.
I've never played.
Oh, well,
so I'm excited.
We're going to play it when you're here.
Yeah.
We're going to play it when you're here with Zoe and Corey and Jeff and Tasha. And it's called Mao. But it's basically a game that the rules are unspoken. You can't talk about the rules. That's the only rule.
Mm. Oh, I should bring the cheating moth.
The what?
I haven't ever played it yet, but it's a game I got for Pod Week, and it didn't show up in time.
Oh,
and
man.
The only way to win is to cheat.
Oh, sweet. Yeah.
I love games where cheating is the object of the game.
I love it. Bring it.
Yeah, yeah.
If you can fit it in.
Oh, yeah. It's a little, it's like a card deck of cards.
Oh, perfect. Okay, and then we also played this game called the Paper Bag Game. Oh, my gosh. Have you ever played it?
I have played it, yeah.
Where you just, it's like you have to stand on 2 feet and you can't use your arms. You have to pick the bag up off the ground with your teeth.
Do you have to have 2 feet on the ground, or can you
just
not?
Well, that's the first round.
Okay.
There's two rounds to the version that we played. And then you try to go as low as you can. And then you, if you make it into the second round, then it's 1 foot on the ground.
Mm, I see.
Yeah.
You require the 1 foot.
Mm-hmm. So we played those, like, they're such dumb games, but they were so much fun.
So fun.
So fun. Yeah, so that was my something good. I got to spend time with my California family, and that was awesome.
I love it.
How about you?
I'm reading again.
Yeah?
I haven't been since Guy was born. I kind of thought, like, I'm never going to read another book. How do you stop your brain from worrying about your child enough to read books?
Right.
But I started reading again. I just finished this book called The Fifth Season by N.K. Jemisin, and it was so good that I started the second book in the trilogy immediately.
Ooh.
Obelisk Gate. And it's really good. Like,
so,
really,
like,
good.
Would I like it?
I don't know. I mean, there's an element of it. It's definitely a fantasy sort of dystopia sort of magic ish.
Okay.
There's a lot of twists to it. So if you're into twists, go for it. I know you like a good mystery, and I would not describe this as a mystery.
No.
No. But it's really fun to read and really weird. It's definitely a sci-fi. Like, there's no way around this. This is a sci-fi book.
It's a sci-fi book?
Yeah. If you don't enjoy, like, made up words for new sensations of the people in the future and books that start with a good map of the territory, then maybe this isn't for you. But if you do, it's great. Really?
Oh my
great.
Gosh.
Really great.
I'm reading a book called Big Little Lies.
Yes.
Have you read that?
Uh-huh.
I really like it, actually.
It's a,
I'm almost to the very end of it. Isn't it based, so isn't there a TV series based on it?
Yes, HBO.
What is it?
It's, I think it's just called Big Little Lies.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. It's got Reese Witherspoon and Nicole Kidman and Shailene Woodley. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I need to.
It's got some A-listers in it.
It's HBO. Is it on Netflix or anything?
Just HBO.
Oh, I don't get that.
Oh.
It says it's available on iTunes, though.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
So I wonder if I could buy it and watch it.
Probably.
I wonder, have you seen it? Is it good?
I haven't watched it yet, no.
$24.99. But how many episodes are there?
Is it like a mini-series? 13,
yeah. 14, 15 episodes. I might have to do that. It might be fun.
I know what you're going to binge watch next.
I probably will. Oh my gosh, buddy. All right. Well, Tiffany.
Well, Kristen.
It's been fun.
We'll see you next time on Q&A.
With T and K.
Bye.
Bye.
This has been Q&A with T and K. Thank you for listening. From serious to silly, Tiffany and Kristen are eager to answer your questions. Just email them to q4tnk@gmail.com. That's q4tandk@gmail.com. We'll be back next week with another episode. Music by Kurt Pearsall. Tiffany's sweet, sweet hubby.
This has been an Explorations Early Learning Upstairs Studio production. Oh.